Bandwidth and hosting for BagelTech News is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting solutions. Hello, welcome to BagelTech Cold and Flu, the weekly show from the BagelTech Network that's supposed to be daily. Awfully sorry, it's been a really busy week. So MPs are attacking the government over scare tactics on cybercrime. Just lately as well, the judiciary and the British parliamentary process seem to be growing some knowledge of technology, which is rather worrying. But the government needs to focus on education far more than cybercrime, say a group of employees. The Science and Technology Select Committee and the government need to improve public awareness, apparently, of how to stay safe online. It's really safe to be out there with just a few basic controls, say MPs. But the government are saying, oh no, it's horrible, don't go out there, they'll only stab you. And it's not true. Police are investigating hacking at the Times. Tom Watson, our favourite MP, the man who's got technology at his beck and call. We're going to try and get him on the big show, I think he's brilliant. He's been pushing for the Metropolitan Police to have a look at email hacking at the Times newspaper, and it looks like he's going to get his way. The Metropolitan Police have confirmed that they are definitely looking into email hacking at the Murdoch newspaper. Oh dear. Facebook is going to look for some more cash. It's having a little IPO that's going to try and raise $5 billion to reinvest in improving the service. It means that if they do get the $5 billion for the IPO, that they're worth $100 billion, which, I mean, that's before they even start rising on the stock market. I really can't see that share going any other way than down. Mark Zuckerberg's also released a personal letter that says what Facebook's all about. It's built on accomplishing a social mission. No, it wasn't, Mark. You built it to rape girls at your college campus. And it's also said that it was inspired by the printing press. I don't see how. He also says it's about relationship between two people. No, it's not. It's about making money. And he wants to fix the world's economy. Well, if you get $100 billion, Mark, you might be able to. The French have gone a little bit mad and crazy. They fined Google for giving away its map service free of charge. Botlin Cartographe has said that they're unhappy that Google are giving away maps because it's ruining their business that they charge a fortune for. And they say that Google are trying to leverage the market and force them out of business. The French courts have agreed €500,000 fine. I can't see that Europe's looking like a really investable place for America anymore at the moment. Not good. Sony's losing billions. Yes, they lost $2.1 billion in the last quarter, and they're going to lose $2.9 billion for the whole year. So it really, really was a bad quarter. Apparently, they're saying that it's TV sales, and they're blaming Howard Stringer, the world's most famous Welshman, for the problems. He's going to go. Katsuo Hirai is going to take over the company, and he's probably going to make a few job cuts, I would have said. Kenko Takina has released the 400mm lens for Micro Four Thirds cameras. It looks great. It's fine. It's a mirrored lens, so you've got to watch the fact that it's stopped at f8, which means you're going to get pretty dim pictures unless it's a bright old day or you've got a long exposure. But it comes with an E and a T mount as well, so you can put it on a wide variety of cameras. Also, do bear in mind, though, that Tamron and Astro Design are looking at bringing out big zoom lenses as well for Four Thirds in the next few months, so you may want to hold fire. Good news is it's probably going to be fairly cheap. The Daily, you remember that paper? It's a year old today, yes, and nobody's using it. Well, apparently no they are. 100,000 people are paying their subs to the Daily paper. I haven't read it. I really don't care. And I've got to say, based on the fact that there's millions and millions and millions of iPads out there, 100,000 sounds pretty crap. What is fantastic is that Avid Studio is coming for iPad. It promises to really usurp iMovie. You could be in far more love with this than anything else that's available. It's got all the video features that you'd expect from anything from Avid, and it's got all the production value that you'd want. Not out of play. Might download it, though, because it's only £2.99. The next iOS may feature some real-time competitive fitness applications. What you're going to see, perhaps, is that the GPS will track where you were yesterday before it then overlays where you are today. So you can see if you're improving or declining. Jolly good. I'll be using that a lot, of course. And OS 10.7.3 was released this week. I've heard about 50-50. 50% of people have said, oh, what a fantastic upgrade. 50% have said, stop working. What am I going to do? If you've done a go with it and you've had a bad experience, let us know and we'll read it out on the Mac Show today. Now, do you have a Dropbox account? A free one? Yes, you get 2 gigs storage free of charge. Isn't that fantastic? Well, there's a nice surprise coming your way. If you volunteer to take part in Dropbox's auto photo import feature, then you may get up to 4 gig free of charge on top. of that. Yes, what you do is you say, I'm going to take part, and then you upload your photos by plugging your card in. Automatically, your card then sends everything up to the cloud. They look after it and they back it up. Every 500 megabytes you upload, you get another 500 megabytes free of charge. What a fantastic idea. And finally, the ultimate peripheral for iOS has been released. It's the Zapper, spelt with an X. It looks gorgeous. It's a little tiny gun that your iPhone sits on, and you play games where you shoot things, and of course the accelerometer works so you can turn around and shoot loads and loads of stuff that's imaginary. It looks absolutely incredible. I've ordered one because it's $30 plus $15 shipping, so it's not bad at all. It'll be around here in June, so when I get it, I'll be shooting everything. Whoa! And the other final thing is, I'm afraid we're on a bit of a begging mission at the moment. We need more video equipment because we want to push out a 720p video channel on IPTV. And that means an upgrade to an awful lot of the equipment in the studio. If you would like to subscribe to the channel, then all you've got to do is go to bageltechnews.com and click on the donations buttons there. You can pledge $5 a month, $10 a month, or $20 a month. And when we get enough money, we're going to buy a load of stuff for the office. You can give us a donation of more than that, though, if you really want to, as a single thing. But that would be lovely. Thank you very much. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, then you can send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com or follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com. You can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook and YouTube at bageltechnews. We're going to be back again later today with the Mac show at 3:30. Before that, we're going to have the photo show at 2 o'clock and then the weekend will start here. Beer will be drunk and all will be happy and well with the world. Have a great weekend and a good day. Thanks for all the donations you give us and thanks for listening.